I now call to order the regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Notice of this meeting, the time, date, place, and the agenda was published as a legal notice on February 29, 2016 in the Aiken Standard. Notice to contiguous property owners were mailed. Public signs posted on the properties around or about March the 2nd, 2016. Also, notice of the meeting was sent on March 18th for posting on the city webpage, to the city clerk for posting on the finance administration notice board, and to the municipal notice board at least 24 hours before this meeting. Agenda sheets were mailed or emailed to all interested parties. As a reminder, it is unlawful for any person giving testimony to this board knowingly providing false information, and that's according to 22-9 of the Aiken Municipal Code. Each infraction is a separate offense. The penalty could be up to 30 days in jail and or a fine of $1,092.50. To the board, you have received copies of the meeting minutes for the February 23rd meeting. Before I ask for any correction, one other statement in terms of opening. Person wishing they wish to have a conversation with the board, we ask that you please occupy the podium in front of us. Please speak into the recording devices so that your conversation with the board can be properly recorded. Anyone that wishes to receive a copy of today's proceedings may contact the planning department or phone the planning department. When addressing the board, please state your name and your address. Now, to the board, you received copies of the February 23rd, 2016 meeting. Are there any corrections or additions?
Mr. Chairman, I have two recommended amendments to the minutes. On page 3, the penultimate paragraph, board member Paternity noted that it is not unusual. There's a parenthetical phrase there, to be loved by anyone. I can assure you that I didn't utter those words. It sounds poetically like me, but I deny responsibility. I recommend they be deleted. On page 8, about the fifth paragraph motion, I would add to that, because it does not meet the criteria, comma, particularly criteria number 4, which I recall mentioning. That's all the amendments I have to recommend.
Thank you. Any others? The chair would entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the minutes of February 23rd.
Second. Webb second. It's been properly moved and second that we accept the February 23rd minutes as corrected. Do we have any discussion? Those in favor, would you please raise your right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. Before we get started, I officially like to welcome back Nancy Dukes to the board. I'm glad to see you. Now I can go into my other role as being the tiebreaker. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And to the city, since we did not receive the orders of the last meeting until late, may we have a couple of days to read them and to come by the office to sign them? Several members said they have not completed reading the orders that was presented.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
We also might welcome Courtney, the new solicitor, and her
Mike, you want to introduce the new solicitors to the city?
Courtney Clyburn.
Miss Courtney Polk is the new solicitor, and like myself, has just been thrown into different roles here, and but we're happy to have her.
Welcome.
And her assistant is.
And Courtney, you want to introduce yourself as and your assistant? Please come up. We can't record you.
Excuse me. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Courtney Clyburn Pope. I am the new city attorney for the city of Aiken. And I would like to also introduce my paralegal. Her name is Pilar Beedle, B-E-E-D-L-E. And we look forward to working with each and every one of you. Thank you.
Excuse me. I understand you will be willing to accept... since I don't have all of them printed, so I can't discuss them with you after the meeting, but you will receive email corrections or recommendations to the orders?
Yes, sir, absolutely. There was a lapse in transitional period here at the city in terms of the BZA orders, and so we would just ask that if there are any corrections to the orders, I am making myself available after the meeting, but you can also email me any written corrections that you have.
Happy to have you here.
Yeah, but basically what I was asking, Mike, was that if we could have a couple of days to read and come by the office and sign the orders and stipulate any comments.
Yes, sir.
And that will, by Thursday, we should have the process done.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Courtney and Pilar.
That is the end of the old business. I call your attention to new business. Application 16-92005. That's a request for a special exception to build a recreational vehicle park at 198 Gaston Road, and it's zone industrial. To the city, has this been properly posted?
Yes, sir, it has.
Any inquiries that you wish to share with the board?
No, sir. We've received no inquiries about this application, but either written, email, verbal, no.
Thank you. Presentation?
Mr. Chairman, board members, Rick and Kathy Cram of Hyatt Fields Event Center, LLC, are requesting special exception approval to build a recreational vehicle park. The applicants have a contract to purchase an additional 7.1 acres that will be combined with an existing 25.96 parcel. In an effort to remain competitive with other equine facilities, the applicants would like to build a 5-acre recreational vehicle park which will accommodate a maximum of 24 recreational vehicle spaces. The recreational vehicle park will be sited on part of this additional 7.1 acres, which is in Exhibit E and F. Primary users of the recreation vehicle park will be participants of the equestrian events held at the Highfields Event Center. City water and sewer is available to the site. The existing 25.96 acre parcel and additional 7 acres are zoned industrial. On November 9th, 2015, City Council adopted Ordinance Number 1109-2015, which amended Chapter 3, Article 4, Accessory Uses of the Zoning Ordinance. That's in Exhibit C and D for your packet. The new Section 3.4.8A, Recreational Vehicle Park, states, in an industrial district, any lot exceeding 25 acres in size and whose principal use is equestrian facility, by special exception approval by the BZA, may not have more than 20% of the lot area used for a recreational vehicle park as an accessory use. Each lot shall be restricted to one such recreational vehicle park that shall be limited to not more than 5 acres in size, regardless of the size of the parcels. The recreational park shall be used primarily by persons having horses stored or participating in equine events that are currently taking place at the equestrian facility.
Are there any questions to the city? I have one. You mentioned that in November the City Council amended the Chapter 3. It was really an addition, wasn't it?
They the actual ordinance and changes are in your packet.
Right.
And I think it was an addition that had not previously been there. They changed some language and then added those additions for the park.
Good question from the board to the city.
I have a question. I visited the site, and I've been on the site innumerable times. If you could go to Exhibit E, I could not find the site of on the overhead. E, yes. As you enter from left to right, the upper left-hand corner down the existing driveway, I was unable to locate the exact place where the trailers would be located or the RVs would be located. Can you show us where the existing tree line is on Exhibit E?
I'm not sure, but maybe the applicant can help us with that.
Not your turn yet. Yeah. Okay, you're unable to tell us. Okay, thank you. I'll save it for the applicant.
Okay, because I thought I saw it along the old Barnwell Avenue off to the right, but we'll have the applicant clarify that. Mm-hmm. Other questions to the city? Thanks, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mr. and Mrs. Cram?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Please read yourself into the minister's name and your address, please.
Hi, good afternoon. Rick Cram, 118 Surrey Circle.
You've received a copy of the staff report. Do you wish to embellish on the report or just respond to and from questions from the board?
Well, I'd like to clarify any concerns or questions for certain.
Please.
Start with the tree line.
Yeah, I'm interested in the location of the RV site itself in relation to the driveway and the existing tree line. And I guess my reference was the tree line when I asked Mike. Can you point out the existing tree line on Exhibit E?
The proposed driveway for the park that'll branch off of the existing driveway, and this is the tree line that runs the whole length of the property.
Okay. So everything would be below, as we're looking at it, below that tree line. Does that tree line come out? All those existing trees along there?
Will I remove them?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Okay, so they'll stay up and the RV park would be behind them.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I was planning on thinning that out and get rid of the underbrush and allowing the oaks and the hardwoods to mature and keep growing, and using that as a walking path, exercise path, as I call it.
Okay. I have one other question, Mr. Chairman. I've followed this with great interest since last July when City Council and Planning first looked at it, and one of the most notable changes is in the language. The recreational park shall be used, it was exclusively, by persons having horses stored or participating in equine events that are currently taking place in the equine facility. That language was changed to the recreational vehicle park shall be used primarily by persons having horses stored or participating in equine events. Webster says that primarily is the main purpose of something or the reason for. You know in the discussions the city was not interested in a RV park within the city limits itself, and this is obviously to accommodate your equine events. What I'm interested in is your personal interpretation of that in regard to I'm an applicant and I come up and I have an RV that I'd like to park and watch the event, but I'm not a participant, I don't have a horse. What are your intentions as far as renting me a space?
If there is space available and not already booked by the clients that come to the competition, I would more than happily accommodate you.
So I'm just a spectator.
Okay.
And you'd rent me a space.
Yes, sir.
That's your intention, that's your interpretation of what city council...
Yes, sir, yes.
And you discussed that with them specifically? You think that was their intention?
I believe it was, yes.
Okay, but you're not positive?
No, it was brought up and discussed. It was actually thrown back to Planning Commission again after the conversation. I don't know the meeting date, but they went ahead and sent it back to Planning for me to discuss that further and understand if they had an issue with why people outside of events at Highfields Event Center couldn't use the RV park. And the Planning Commission agreed that they thought that it was fine to continue forward with that. There's several different facilities that house different disciplines. They have eventing, we have dressage, show jumping. They don't all happen in my facility. And there is a great group of people, a large group of clientele that come down to frequent those events that have trailers with accommodations in the front, say a living quarters and a horse trailer in one unit. And they like to leave those or have that available to them to stay in and save the hotel room expense, making their recreation sport affordable for them. And for me to be able to have a facility that has city sewer and water that's 8 blocks from downtown, they can walk to dinner and back, available to them, I think it would be a pretty smart move to use that and be able to offer that to exhibitors that aren't just frequently my facility, that come to Aiken to enjoy their equine activity.
Well, there's no question City Council and Planning wanted to accommodate participants in your events. My own question is, as this was concluded, is whether or not that included accommodation of spectators alone, who were just there to visit and watch and not participate in the event, probably not even having a horse there.
Right. I would love to accommodate them. I don't see that being a huge percentage of gross income on an annual basis, but there might be some folks that would like to come to Aiken and spend the weekend and enjoy the activity that we have here with our equine friends.
We like to foster tourism, but as I say, the primary purpose of this was to accommodate the participation in the equine events, specifically at your place in this case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Judy.
I almost forgot. Okay, tell me, whenever you go into your park, is the area that you want to develop to the right of the driveway, is that what it is?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay, that's
you
right.
May have, if you've been to Highfields Event Center coming off of Barnwell,
right.
There's a tree laying on its side.
Exactly. On top of another stump, too, if you couldn't have planned that.
I have
that.
Propped another stump underneath it. It still produces, so it's a lovely tree, and my kids actually jump over it as a jump. But, yes, that would be the location of the first two sites, just on the inside the gates on
right.
The other side of the tree. And then there's a large hedgerow with a fence, a privacy fence that
right.
I put up to kind of disguise the activity that happens on the site, the proposed property I'm purchasing currently. So that'll be removed and cleaned up, and I'll be able to accommodate the additional sites.
Okay, great, because when I was in there, I kept thinking, is this enough room for all the vehicles? And another thing, let me say just in reference to what Pat was saying, it says the recreational vehicle park shall be used primarily by persons having horses stored. It does not say totally. Thank you.
John, Mr. Cram, would you please, I was out there and I couldn't quite deduce where the property line is. Could you show me on the map where it runs and how?
Yes, sir.
Can you point to?
It's actually a little clearer maybe on a different piece here. But, that's not the
No, could you go back to the other one, because that's the one I was using to walk it down with, so. Where's the fence? I saw the fence. Where is that on this map?
My existing property line.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Biddle Sr. has his real estate office here. And then I dog leg, or however you want to say it, I cut back across here. So there's a nearly 3 acre parcel in the front here. And then actually I think it comes back further this way. But anyway, it cuts back across to my existing driveway. And the tree line that's in this along my driveway here is the property line that separates the Timmermans property from Highfields Event Center. But it's a flag shape. Up here there's the flag, and then it comes back across.
Okay, so thank you.
There's a small 2.8 acre parcel.
While you're there, what city in Woods County?
Well, the city line is identified here. Which takes into the 363 acre parcel pretty good. I believe the total, I have to check it, because what Ben did for me, I believe of the 7.1 acres I'm purchasing, there is just over 4.8 that is going to be, that is city, that is in the city, and the remainder is out in the county. County land would then be deeded to my county parcel, and the city land be deeded to the city parcel.
Thank you.
Paula.
The orange tape hanging in the tree on the tree line, that was the boundary line of the 25-acre existing parcel?
Repeat the first part?
The orange tape that was hanging in the tree line, that was the boundary line for the existing 25 acres.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, will you be using all 7.1 acres for the recreational park?
No, according to the ordinance, I wouldn't be able to.
Well, that's what I was questioning, because I figured out the percentage and it wasn't meeting it. Okay.
I spent a lot of hours with Tommy Paradise last year in configuring size of sites for RVs and what would be necessary to have, because today's RVs are totally different than when we went camping when I was a child, but they have pop-outs and... I mean, they're mobile homes, basically.
So this is accurate. You'll just be using the 5 acres.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Not the 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
John, did you complete your question?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Okay. Sir. Okay. Paula, would you go to Exhibit I, please? Okay. It's not quite as clear as it is on this photograph, but when I was out there today, and I will say, Mr. Cram, I'm very impressed with your facility overall. It's been a long time since I've been out there, but very impressed with it. And but on this photo here, as you and I discussed, when you were getting me oriented, the tree line that you, if you go over there and point to the tree line, which is your existing boundary line,
this is turned the opposite way as the one that we were looking at a moment ago.
Yes, okay.
But this chunk of woods right here is the front piece that's in the city that I own.
Right.
That's connected to the 22-acre piece here. So my driveway comes in off of Barnwell. It's a double gate that goes to a single road.
Yep.
And it just snakes through this, just cut back through around the tree edge here, right off the line.
And the property you're acquiring
is basically from this corner.
Yes, sir.
Which is my property corner with Mr. Biddle and Mrs. Timmerman, in line with this white line here. It'll go directly across and kind of gears up a little bit right there.
Yeah.
So it'll be this rectangle piece.
Okay. And then the blue line that's runs horizontal, they got the dog leg in it, that's the boundary of city and county. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. And everything for the RV park will be to the west of that line there, i.e. everything within the city limits.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ms. Cram, is your phone number correct on the internet? Because I called it a couple days, well, yesterday, and left a message for someone to call because I was afraid to just go out there for animals and stuff because I'm, anyway, and I never got a phone call back, so I was just...
Well, I apologize for that. I don't, I would imagine so.
I don't know what number I called. Okay.
I'll double check that. Thank you.
One other question, Mr. Graham, if this is primarily being used by persons having horses stored or participating in the events at Highfields, those in expanding on what Pat has talked about, would the priority in those spaces be given to those either storing horses there and participating in the events there?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And then those others that want to just really be there and see the events and they had their RV, they would either be put on a waiting list or be a second priority or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's very true, yes.
Okay.
Further questions from the board to Mr. Graham? Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have others to speak to the special exception request? Final call. Others to speak to the special exception request? Seeing, hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion.
I'd be happy to make one. I'd like to make a motion that application 16-92005 for a special exception be approved. With the following conditions. The special exception will not run with the land, but be for Rick and Kathy Cram of Highlands Event Center, LLC exclusively. The applicant will submit a complete site and landscape plan for review and approval by the planning department, and the final order is recorded at the Aiken County RMC office.
I'll second that.
Bert, second. It's been properly a motion and approved, and second that we approve the special exception request. Do we have any discussion?
Yeah, I just have one little question, and I guess it has to do with the ownership. We say for Rick and Kathy Cram, obviously they're young and healthy and vibrant. I would think it would be for one or the other or both in the continuation of the operation. I'd hate to have somebody jump on this and something were to happen to either of them and it just be a singular operation. I don't know what our intention there is, but I don't want to play a lawyer in probate, but I wonder if we're tying the knot too tight here.
Are you challenging running with the land?
Well, I think it can't run with the land.
Rick or Kathy?
And or in the operation. Yeah, it's the operation of Highfield, but the intention, as we're stating it, is number one, the operation of Highfield, and number two, the ownership of, this is jointly Rick and Kathy, and I wonder if we want to make it one or the other or both.
I'll leave it to the motion maker. Reaction from the motion maker?
We have an attorney here. Is that necessary to do that? I mean, I don't mind changing my motion.
That's why we have you.
I think out of an abundance of caution, the probate issues will certainly come up. And so I think it is safe to do, to amend it to or.
Okay.
I'm happy
to amend my motion to and or.
Thank you.
Second.
We'll make the appropriate change to the motion. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the amended motion, show by raising the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. With that, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I so move.
Second.
We stand adjourned.